So, hello everyone, it's Yvonne again, and I'm still in Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. I wanted to transition into what the Bible talks about, sons of disobedience versus sons of God. The Bible talks about it from the front to the back, that the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of all the promises that God has given us when we come to Jesus Christ. When we truly call out to Him and we accept Him in our heart, He comes to live with us. And that is a way of the Holy Spirit just nurturing us each day and showing us how to walk and talk and breathe by standards of the Bible. By no means are we perfect in this world. We will never be perfect in this world. So if somebody says they don't sin or they're perfect, they're lying. So I wanted to start transitioning. Ephesians 6, 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. These are hosts. These are invisible, per se. These are persons without bodies, personalities without bodies, wickedness. And the Bible shows us the difference, how we can know the difference between those who belong to God and those who belong to Jesus. In Ephesians 2, God makes a distinction. Ephesians 2, let me go through verse 1 and 2. And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Let me go on to number 3 as well. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. You see, there's a distinction in the Bible between those who belong to the enemy and those who belong to God. The spirit, which this speaks of, is the enemy, is the devil, or those who once God created them and they were once obedient to God Himself. But Satan, the enemy, Lucifer, as he was formerly called, the enemy, the adversary, that's what Satan means. He was cast out of heaven, and the Bible says 1/3 of the angels were cast out with him, the highest heaven. So now the spirits and the demons roam around earth from the second heaven to even below the earth. The Bible talks about it. Anybody who has not accepted Jesus Christ into their heart belongs or considered sons of disobedience. They belong to the enemy. They have no standing with God yet until they call on the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm being very clear on this. The Bible says that the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Sons of disobedience means those who have not called on the name of Jesus Christ. Those who say there is no God. Those who say that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. Those belong to the enemy as for now. In 1 John chapter 3 and 4, it speaks of those who are children of God. Let me go on from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. So if you read chapter 3 and 4 in 1 John, you'll understand that there is a difference that God makes in His Word. The difference between those who belong to the enemy and those who belong to God. And the next session, I'm going to show how Jesus spoke of it, how He rebuked the spiritual leaders or the religious leaders of that time, of His time when He was on the earth. So I'm going to read another couple verses in 1 John chapter 4. It says, Beloved, it's verse 1, sorry. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. But this you know, that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And I'll go into more depth in another teaching of the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There's a vast difference. Just like there's a vast difference in those who belong to Jesus Christ and those who belong to the enemy. By God's grace, if they are pulled towards God and they heed the nudging of the Holy Spirit and call out to the Lord Jesus Christ, then they belong to God. See, since the beginning of the world, even before then, God already set everything in motion according to Ephesians 1, according to the scriptures from the beginning to the end of the book. In Ecclesiastes 6 talks about it, how we are spirits. We're made of dust. The first man was made of dust. So we go back to God where we came from, and where we choose to live after we die is up to us. Coming to Jesus Christ is the way to life, the way to live with God forever. And I'll go into further depth in another teaching. There's two places. There's heaven and there's hell. And I'll go into another teaching in that also. But for now, this is specific for Ephesians 6:12. The distinction between those who belong to God and those who belong to the devil. If you come to Christ, you no longer belong to the devil. The Bible talks about a certain quota of people that will belong to God before time ends, as we know time. To God, time, there's no limit. He is timeless. He lives in every realm, in every dimension. He lives in our past, present, and our future at the same time. The Bible talks about it, and I'll go into teaching at another time. But for now, I want to lay the premise that there's a difference between those who belong to the enemy and those who belong to God. And so I'll come back to that. God bless you and have a great day. Thank you.